What's going on, everybody? Again, I want to read this, not read this, I just want to let you know something. Since I've been going through this whole thing for a minute, for about 10 days, man, I've been trying to stay in quarantine. It's been really hell on wheels. Let me tell you, I didn't want to go to the hospital and get tested because I automatically knew they was going to say, oh, you got COVID. They do everybody like that, even though it could be just a regular common cold or summer cold type shit, So they could say, oh, yeah, there's another case of people being diagnosed within the last 24 hours, That's how they do it.
This is in a book of 2 Esdras, chapter 15, verse 8. I will hold my tongue no more as touching their wickedness, which they profanely commit, neither will I suffer them in those things in which they wickedly exercise themselves. Behold, the innocent and the righteous blood crieth unto me, and the souls of the just complain continually. I want to give all praises, glory, and honor to the Heavenly Father, Yahweh, in the name of His only begotten Son, Yahweh Shai. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is nigh. We're in the last days. And as you heard the audio, that was a brother who was on YouTube who was targeted. He was being hit with directed energy weapons. He was being stalked and harassed. He was in a situation where he was homeless, and that was his last video that he made before he passed. He is now in the spirit world, and as the scriptures tell us, that the innocent blood crieth unto the Heavenly Father, and the souls of the just complain to continually. So all those brothers and sisters throughout this whole ordeal of our people being in captivity and being persecuted, from 1492 all the way up to, in modern times, brothers and sisters that have passed on through the hands of this wicked devil, they're in the heavens continually complaining to the Lord that He bring justice and judgment on all those who have been wronged, and their blood cries out. So they want vengeance, They want the Lord to bring forth vengeance on all those that have came against God's people. Now, it was reported online that he died from COVID. Now, I won't get into, the history of that virus and all the stuff that's, I can't really go into that because of the heavy censorship on a lot of these platforms. As even on this platform is becoming to the point where they're starting to remove some of my content. Before, they never did it, but now they're starting to remove, some of the podcasts. So I will start to, talk in code and use different references of that bee sting or the bee venom or snake venom. Nonetheless, this brother was targeted. He was hit with directed energy weapons. He was being tortured, and he was being stalked, and he was brought into homelessness, and he would make videos, and he would, offer encouragement, although he was in a situation where he himself needed help. He would always have some encouraging words, And I don't really know the brother's walk. I do know that he knew that he was an Israelite, I did comment on his videos, and you know, I shared, you know, my thoughts, and he's in the spirit world, and he knows everything was going on. He, you know, spiritually, his eyes have been opened. He know who's targeting him. You know, he know all the culprits. He know all of what happened in his lifetime that he didn't know on this side. So we remember brothers and even sisters out there that have passed on, being victimized by this demonic system that prey on God's people. And there will be justice. There will be, you know, judgment, righteous judgment, and there will be vengeance. The scriptures tell us, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. So let me read out of the book of Revelation chapter 16, verse 6. And it reads, "For they have shed the blood of the saints and the prophets, and thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy." See, the wicked, specifically Babylon the Great, have shed the blood of the saints. This land is defiled because blood defiles the land. So this is the reason why the Lord is going to destroy Babylon the Great, which is America. He will burn it with fire, and all the innocent blood will be atoned for. You know, it will be atoned through their blood. Let's see. Let's get the definition. Now, Yahweh Shai, his bloodshed covers the sins of his people, you know, the elect and the remnant. You know, scriptures tell us that all of Israel will be saved. But this devil, he's going to have to make an atonement. And because he has no mercy, his ways are treacherous, he will receive no mercy. So the atonement, some of the words is reparation, compensation, recompense, payment, repayment. So they're going to have a recompense for their wicked deeds. They're going to have to pay back for what they did. And the Lord is going to use World War III and the fervent heat coming from those so-called UFOs, which are the vehicles that the angels navigate in, to utterly lay this land to waste. But before the Lord bring forth that judgment, he's going to punish this place. He's going to bring plagues on it. He's going to allow this devil to bring in his one world order agenda, you know, microchipping people and putting people in concentration camps, chopping people's heads off. He's going to, you know, the devil, he's going to have a dispensation of time to do what he's, you know, brought on this earth to do, which is to take peace from the earth. But the Lord will bring justice in righteous judgment, you know. So that's going to be the ultimate form of reparations when the Lord burned Babylon the Great down. It will be a lake of fire, as the scriptures tell us. Let's see. So this is in the book of Revelation chapter 6, verse 10, and it reads, "And they cried with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth?" This is the precept to the scripture in the book of 2 Esdras about the righteous complain continually. They're in heaven saying, How long, Heavenly Father, O Lord, holy and true dost thou not judge and avenge our blood. They want vengeance. Our brothers and sisters that's in the heavens, they're crying out to the Lord. So brothers like Wayne Daniel, he's crying out to the Lord because these wicked people have been treacherous. You know, you brothers and sisters out there that are enduring what's going on, the Heavenly Father hear your cries. He hear your prayers. And he's going to bring judgment on all of those that have raised their hands against you, that have used their tongue to spread lies, gossip, slander. The Heavenly Father is infuriated. He's angry with the wicked every day. So there will be righteous vindication and judgment that will take place, you know, when the Lord, you know, judge of the wicked. Let's see. Let me see if any. Okay, so let's go back to 2 Ezra 15. Verse, I just read verse 8, so let me read verse 9. It says, and therefore saith the Lord, I will surely avenge them and receive unto me all the innocent blood from among them. So the Heavenly Father, he said he's surely going to avenge those brothers and sisters that were, you know, murdered, you know, whether directly or indirectly, because the satanic system of gang stalking and directed energy weapons torture is a slow kill program, is also known as death by a thousand cuts. So every last perp, whether they are of another nation or they are an Israelite, you know, by bloodline, the Lord is going to bring judgment on them. They will pay. They will definitely pay. Let's get, let's see. Okay, let's go a little bit more. We still got a little bit more. It says, behold, my people is led as a flock to the slaughter. So the Israelites are sheep, but they've been led as flock to the slaughter. I will not suffer them now to dwell in the land of Egypt, but I will bring them with a mighty hand and a stretched out arm and smite Egypt with plagues, because the Lord, he's going to deliver the Israelites out of this modern day captivity. See, Babylon the Great is also known as spiritual Egypt. So the Lord, with his mighty hand, is going to bring the Israelites out of captivity by way of those so-called UFOs. It says, and he's going to smite Egypt with plagues because the ancient land of Egypt was hit with all kind of plagues. The Heavenly Father really judged Egypt really bad and brought a whole bunch of plagues and curses on that land. But he's going to do that with modern day Egypt. It says, as before, and will destroy all the land thereof, because he's going to ultimately destroy Babylon the Great, you know, and all that dwell in a land that's wicked and evil. The Lord will judge everyone. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. Let's see. Galatians. Bear with me. Galatians 6, verse 7. Okay, this is in the book of Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. And it reads, be not deceived, Yahweh cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. So the Heavenly Father cannot be mocked. When you lie on God's people and you lie on the, you know, the people of the book, call them terrorists for serving the Lord and believing in the Lord, you raise up false reports and you use your wicked religion of Christianity to come after God's people and try to vilify them, and even have wicked Christian pastors that'll be double agents and stuff like that, trying to set up Israelites and, you know, free Masonic order, or Freemasonic chapters and all the different religions and stuff like that, trying to ensnare our people that believe in the word of Yahweh. Don't be deceived. So you're gonna definitely reap what you sow when the Lord judge you people out there that's going against the Lord's people in secret. You know, the Lord will not be mocked, because he's calling his people to return to the Lord, and you devils are trying to stop God's people from gathering together spiritually. Even when you come against us and try to shadow ban our content, the Lord sees that. You're trying to quench the spirit, and the Lord is not going to have that. He's going to allow you devils to get away with so much, and then he's going to bring judgment on you. So let me read some of the comments, because this was the brother's last video, Wayne Daniels. So the brother, he's at rest. You know, he's no longer being afflicted with the pain. He's, you know, you would see his videos and he would be attacked, you know, with those frequencies. So I'm going to read some of the comments, as, you know, certain people although he was no longer, you know, in this world presently, people, you know, in their words, you know, sent, you know, how they felt. So this first comment is, it's a shame that as targeted individuals, we can't get any help from anywhere, and you got to worry about getting killed if you go to the hospital. Somebody said, RIP Wayne, you'll be missed. You were a flawed, but big-hearted man. You gave hope, encouragement, and occasional ferocity to your subscribers. Thank you. Rest in the arms of the Father now. RIP Wayne, your videos helped me a lot. Beginning of the year, when my targeting got more serious, RIP brother, stop organized stalking in Ontario, Canada. Someone said, rest in power, brother. Another person said, I never got a chance to speak to you or anything, but I watch you very often. I just found your new page a few days ago because the previous page you had disappeared. So I was really glad when I found your new page to see that you were still hanging in there, my brother. I just heard the news about your home going, and it really saddened me to hear. You were a very funny and inspirational being and a true fighter. You will be missed. You have finally received your wings and crown. The battle is over. Fly high, my brother. Praying for you, King. The brother, even Mark the Messenger, even commented. And these were comments like 2 years ago. It says, wow, I just found your channel a few weeks ago. This is so sad, but you're in a better place. Somebody said, rest in peace, brother. This, someone commented, this absolutely breaks my heart. God bless you, sweet friend. Now you're in heaven, no more pain and worries. We love you, and we'll see you again one day. RIP Wayne, just found your channel today. RIP Wayne, good luck on your new channel, brother. So you had people that had commented before he passed, and then people have given their words, you know, RIP, which is rest in peace. So he's definitely resting in peace, and he is in the spirit world, and no longer having to deal with a merciless people. Not only the heathens, but even our own people that have sign on. It's disgusting. Have sign on to the beast system. It's, you know, it's truly, you know, heartbreaking, you know, for our people to go through this. See, the Lord, he had compassion. He had mercy. So let me get you, brothers and sisters out there, one more scripture, then I'm going to end the broadcast. Hold on. So this is in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 8. We are of good courage, I say, and prefer rather to be absent from the body and to be at home with the Lord. And that's where the brother is at. He is at home with the Lord. You know? Let's see. Hold on. I need the one scripture. See, death is not final, you know. The spirit is eternal. This body that's on the earth is temporary, but the spirit is forever. So this is in the book of Psalms 116, verse 15. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. So it's precious. Even, you know, the wicked who will laugh and mock at the death of a person who was targeted. You even hear of these devils having suicide parties where they have targeted someone so bad that they actually, unfortunately, committed suicide, and these devils celebrate. But to the Lord, it is a precious thing. For the death of the saints, it is a home going. So that's pretty much it. You know, stay encouraged, you brothers and sisters out there. Be merciful as you obtain mercy. Know that other brothers and sisters out there are suffering. Some might be homeless. Pray for those brothers and sisters out there, you know, because our people are being afflicted and they are being persecuted. And if it be the Lord's will, you know, I will try to find more content on brothers and sisters out there that have passed on to honor their lives, because they didn't die in vain, you know. And especially those brothers and sisters out there that were doing their best to encourage one another, even in the midst of this hell that we all are enduring. So pray for others as you pray for yourself. Be merciful. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is nigh. I want to give all praises, glory, and honor to the Heavenly Father, Yahweh, in the name of his only begotten Son, Yahweh Shai.
An articulate and brave young lady as Miss Julia Thompson. And Julia, I just want to welcome you to FOJC Radio.
Thank you, Brother David. It's an honor and a privilege to be here with you.
And Julia, how did you hear about FOJC Radio?
I heard about your ministry when I was watching an interview you did with Tim Alberino on Mind Control Technologies. Mm-hmm. And that's how I learned about you, and then I looked at your website, and I thought, I need to talk to this man.
And the show I did with Timothy Alberino was my first serious look into the technology that makes this type of stuff capable. I've heard a little bit, you know, here and there, of course, you know, bits, but the first time I seriously addressed it in a broadcast, and we've dealt with SRA for about three decades here at FOJC, and we are now getting as many contacts from TIs as we are SRA folks. So I am so thankful that you're able to help us tonight. But what is this phenomenon of targeting innocent citizens with electronic weapons? And is this stuff really real?
Well, Brother David, if it's okay, I'd like to say a word first before I answer your question to the targeted individuals. Number one, I know the feeling of being isolated and alone and having people think you're crazy. And I felt so strongly in my heart that God, I mean, he instructed me that before I said a word, that I was to address those who are targeted, that God loves them, that he has never taken his eyes off of them. He cares deeply for them. And any feelings of abandonment are not from him. And he has never abandoned even one of you. So that's the first thing I have to say to the targeted people. And my prayer is that you will be encouraged by the things that the Holy Spirit's been teaching me. And it's definitely been a journey. There's been a lot of battles, but I can tell you, we are created, those of us who have been born again and who are walking with Jesus Christ, we are destined to overcome. This is just it's a bigger bump in the road probably than most of you have ever known, but there is power to overcome through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And to those who are listening who monitor me or who monitor other TIs, I have no doubt that you're listening. And I just want to speak a word to you that just as I do almost every day of my life, I pray for those who use these weapons against innocent citizens. I don't hold anything against you. I forgive. I choose to live in forgiveness because that's what my Father requires. And it's what I want. And I pray for those who do not have the eyes maybe to see the harm and the damage that you've caused others. I pray that you will know the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And then for those who have heard about targeting but don't understand it and have no experience with it, I know this is a lot of this is going to sound like science fiction. It's very hard to understand. This is technology that is not what we are, the average person, is familiar with. And I just ask that you would reserve judgment against those who you hear that are targeted and, you know, you can't understand them. It's understandable that you would reject some of the testimony you hear from people, but I'm asking you to be open because this affects you too. This is actually a global crisis. This is not just a small percentage of people. This is a global crisis because everything that's done to a targeted individual is intended for the entire population of the world. And I thank you. So in answer to your question, yes, this is real. And a targeted individual is someone who's on a government re-education or silent assassination, which is also known as a soft or slow kill list. And EMF targeting was first used in the 70s for spies on the field, and then the CIA incorporated it into a mind control program called MK Ultra. But now it's directed to innocent people in their homes. And let's see, I'm not sure how, there's so much to say about this, and I'll just tell you first of all, the phenomenon of targeting is, there are times when the purpose is to see if they can, the main purpose is ultimately for mind control. That is the bottom line of targeting a person, and it's a psychological warfare. These are military weapons that are used on citizens, okay? And there's different reasons why they target people. One of the reasons is for experiments, to experiment to see what it takes to modify the behavior of the human mind, and also it's for genetic research. So it's experimentation, research and development. The main thing is for the purpose of mind control. Okay, the other reason they do it is, well, if you are someone who works in the government and you have too much information, or you have defected from what you deem to be a illegal program. Many of those people, like William Benny, he's been targeted. He left the NSA when he realized what his what all of his developments. He's a very intelligent man. He had 40 years in the intelligence agency. And when he saw what was being done with the programs he had developed, he left. And he is now targeted. So it can be a political figure or someone that they deem as a threat. Also, activists are targeted. People who are, let's see. Well, if you are considered a political dissident, which is, I'm hesitating because right now that's a very loose term. People that, you know, can be considered a political dissident that are, you know, evangelical Christians. Right. We have actually, that's on the one of the top on the list of potential domestic terrorists. So if you're a political dissident or an activist, they will use targeting to suppress you, and it's torture-based. And basically, this is to retard societal progress. It's especially spiritually and scientifically. People like musicians, artists, scientists, inventors, researchers, filmmakers, basically free-thinking individuals, critical-thinking individuals that don't just go along with the flow. And basically, it's people who are not easily mind-controlled or easily controlled.
And it seems to me from some of the calls that we're getting that people are just being picked at random, just for the purpose of them, like lab rats, just so they can see just what they can do, you know, it just seems to me.
Brother David, that's exactly right, because for experimentation purposes, they will commonly use poor and unknown people, those who live alone. They especially use educated single women. They make up about 70% is what I've heard. But yes, this is not, there's not just one category. When you're experimenting with people, you know, they try to cover a large strata of society, but it does seem like they particularly focus on people that are alone.
And it does seem like they're just testing their capabilities, they're testing how that people react to this, what they can do, and also the reaction of the public at large to people that make these claims. And why do you believe there's so much skepticism in regard to this electron?
Shalom, all praises, glory, and honor to the Heavenly Father, Yahweh. In the name of His only begotten Son, Yahweh Shai, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is nigh. We're in the last days. And I had played this this particular audio, I think, on a previous broadcast. But I wanted to go into some of the things that were said in this interview from FOJC Radio, and the lady that was giving her story is Julia Thompson. And she is targeted. Of course, she's an evangelical Christian, which is, you know, one of the religions that's here in America and in other parts of the country. And us as Israelites, we don't have a religion. We have the Heavenly Father's law, statutes, and commandments that was given to God's chosen people. It's just that through Christianity, our heritage, our book, and the ways that were given to God's people through the Messiah have been hijacked to the other nations. Salvation is of the Jews and of the Gentiles, who are Israelites that are scattered throughout the four corners of the earth, and they will look like all the other nations. So we don't necessarily subscribe to the you know, the other, you know, religions, you know, so far as the doctrine. But when certain things are said, that's the truth. We can expound on it, and we can, you know, use it for commentary. So what the lady was saying is that there's a, you know, a worldwide conspiracy going on, and people that are classified as, you know, people that aren't easily brainwashed, and that's not going along with the narrative. They are being targeted with directed energy weapons, and it's a social engineering aspect to where they're getting people in the communities of those that are targeted to turn against them and to stalk them, harass them. And they are using the technology not only on the victims, but they're also using it on the perpetrators too, and really the general public, because of the apathy that people have. It is such a heavy and strong delusion on people right now, and the Lord told us that it would be a strong delusion that they would believe a lie. And you would think that it would be a public outcry with even just a few people that know about it, but obviously people are apathetic, and it's just the spirit that's on the earth. You know, people really won't care until it affects them personally, and then they will care. But those that are on the outside looking in, they for some reason just are, again, apathetic to other people suffering. And it's the spirit that's on the earth. And let me get that in the scriptures, because the Lord told us that the love of many shall wax cold. When that shit hits the fan, it's gonna get even worse. People are truly just not going to care. They're not going to care if you're starving. They're not going to care if you're, you're thirsty. You haven't had nothing to drink in days and on the brink of death. They're not going to care about your family. They're not going to care anything about you. This is in the book of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 12. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. So iniquity is sin upon sin. And on the earth, that spirit is manifested. The love of many shall wax cold. Now, when you go into the word wax cold, it means psychotic or psycho. And so this devil is using frequencies to make people psycho, to turn people into psychopaths and stalkers and harassers and just really people with just a evil and dark heart. And the Lord, he will make a separation. You know, he will, those that are operating in that evil, dark spirit, he's going to separate you from the righteous, so you won't be able to hurt or vex the righteous. The Lord will make that divide, and those that are of the Lord will be comforted. They will be joyous, and they're gonna have such a spirit on them that they're going to even laugh at calamity. When people are getting jacked up, that's the type of spirit the Lord gonna put on his people. Let's see. Bear with me. The Lord will turn the tables, you know, for you brothers and sisters out there. So this is in the book of Job, chapter 5, verse 22. At destruction and famine thou shalt laugh, neither shalt thou be afraid of the beast of the earth. So when the Lord finally bring the destruction and famine on the earth, The righteous are going to laugh. Neither shalt thou be afraid of the beast of the earth, not even afraid of the wild beast and all the unknown beasts that's going to torment and terrorize the wicked. So the Lord, he's going to do a marvelous work. You brothers and sisters out there, you know, you continue to serve the Lord. You continue to fear the Lord. You continue to have a righteous spirit, you know, through the Holy Spirit of patience and long suffering, you know, endurance and perseverance. Continue to seek the Lord 10 times more. Confess your faults one to another. Continue to abide in the grace of the Lord, and he's going to turn the tables real soon. We don't know when, but we're prisoners of hope. And just really, just, you know, my personal opinion, I believe the Lord is having his people go through this type of hell. So when, you know, the destruction and famine come, you're going to have the type of spirit that you're going to be able to laugh. Because right now, if you're thinking of destruction and you're thinking of famine, seeing people starve to death, you know, why would you laugh? But I believe the Lord is really putting a harsh or rough spirit on God's people, that they're going to go through so much hell that when the destruction and famine come, the elect and the remnant are just going to laugh at these people, going to mock them as the Lord mocked them. That's in Proverbs chapter 1, verse 26, because the Lord going to laugh and the elect and the remnant are going to laugh. When it says they're gonna laugh at destruction and famine, was a famine, a food shortage. So they're gonna be laughing at those wicked ass people out there that are involved in targeting people. Even some of you damn stalkers listening to the broadcast, your days are numbered. The Lord gonna judge you. He got your number. He will number you to the sword eventually. It's gonna happen in the Lord's time. Are you wicked, evil people out there that are troubling God's people? You got no idea who you messing with. So this is in the book of Proverbs, chapter 1, verse 26. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. So the Lord gonna laugh at you, at your calamity. Some of you stalkers, you harassers, you evil people out there that are lying and slandering God's chosen people, and you know what you're doing. Even if you don't repent, the Lord gonna judge you. But either way it go, when that calamity come, the Lord gonna mock you. He's gonna laugh at your calamity. And when you starving, like when that destruction and famine come, the servants of the Lord are going to eat and they're going to drink. They're going to have food. They're going to have water. Yahweh Ratazah, that we're of that number that will be protected and given the grace and mercy through our Lord Yahweh Shai. Let's see. It's an end result to all the shit these people are doing. They don't think it, but it is. All you wicked, evil men and out there that are vexing the sisters that are righteous and trying to get them to turn from the Lord, you're going to get judged too. And all you wicked women out there that have vexed the men of the Lord or turned your back on them, you're going to get judged too. You know, leaving good brothers for Pookie and Ray Ray. So this is in the book of Isaiah 65 verse 13. Therefore, thus saith the Lord Yahweh, behold, my servants shall eat, but ye shall be hungry. Behold, my servants shall drink, but ye shall be thirsty. Behold, my servants shall rejoice, but ye shall be ashamed. So why are they going to be rejoicing? Because the Lord will have favor upon them. They're going to be able to have any type of food they want, any type of drink they want. The Lord is going to manifest miracles. All the prepping that all these heathens and even our people are doing that's wicked, that's going to be stored up for the righteous. So the elect and the remnant, the servants of the Lord, will rejoice. The scriptures say that we're not going to be ashamed, but these people, they're going to be ashamed. Verse 14 says, behold, my servant shall sing for joy of heart. This is during calamity. This is during destruction and famine. Behold, my servant shall sing for joy of heart. Brothers and sisters, going to be just busting out in songs, just thanking the Lord, praising the Lord. It says, but ye shall cry for sorrow of heart and shall howl for vexation of spirit. See, right now, these wicked ass people, the Lord got spiritual blinders on them. So they're actually having fun. They think it's funny ganging up on one person. A person who is being targeted don't know who are their adversaries. They just know that these people they've never met before are coming against them. But then the Lord, when he turned the tables, these people, they're going to be in a pitiful case. Because the Lord says that, if you treat a little one wrong, it'd be better for a millstone to be wrapped around your neck and you drown in the depths of the sea. That's how serious it is to vex or offend one of the little ones. So these people, they're going to be hungry. They're going to cry for a sorrow of heart, and they're going to howl for vexation of spirit. They're going to be in a very pitiful case. They're going to wish they never, ever came against you. They're going to just wish that they just took the time that they were going to get instead of selling out and getting their record expunged and go against you. They're going to be just bad off. It says, and ye shall leave your name for a curse unto my chosen. Your name going to be cursed. For the Lord Yahweh shall slay thee and call his servants by another name. The Lord going to take you out. Because when that famine come, that food shortage, because this devil, he's already tampering with the food supply, all those food processing plants that's been burnt down. And they're doing all this weird weather modification that's really destroying a lot of crops. And you're not going to have the favor of the Lord helping you out in that day because you chose to go against God's people. And even some of you Israelites out there that's sitting on the fence and don't have the love of the Father, and you see your people suffering, Lord gonna judge you too. Hold on. Bear with me. So let me read the scripture, then I'm going to find another scripture that goes into those that don't help their brothers out and their sisters out. This is in the book of Job, chapter 36, verse 15. He delivereth the poor in his affliction and opened their ears in oppression. So the Lord will deliver those that are being afflicted, and his ears open to those that are oppressed. Whatever you do to a brother, you actually doing to Christ, Yahweh Shai. You got brothers that's and sisters out there that's homeless, you know. Got brothers and sisters that's really alone, down and out, don't have anybody to help. I did a broadcast recently about this brother, Wayne Daniels, who was targeted, and he died from COVID. And, you know, his family really didn't understand what was going on. He only had the few brothers and sisters out there that was helping him. It was a brother who was at the forefront of helping Wayne Daniels. I believe his name is G-Rock the Israelite. I've seen some of his broadcasts where he's helping that brother. And so you had people out there that wasn't his family, his blood family, but his spiritual family. And you're not always going to have family members that believe. Matter of fact, you have a lot of family that won't believe the truth, and at times they will turn against you. And then you have times where you'll have family members that will support you, you know. So this is in the book of Matthew, chapter 25, and I'll read out the KJV. We want 35, but we need to go. Let's see. Let's see. Yeah, we'll start at 35. This is Matthew chapter 25, verse 35, and it reads, "For I was a hungered, For I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. And I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee a hungered, or when saw we thee an hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick, or in prison, and came unto me, or thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. So the Lord said that whatever you do to others is as if you did to the Lord. So if you're not, you know, helping, and it don't even have to be targeting, it's just that this targeting thing is so demonic. It is such on a high level of wickedness. Where are the brothers and sisters out there reaching out? Where are they at? I had mentioned the camps. Even some of you brothers and sisters that are targeted, you can't just isolate yourself. You have to reach out to other people because they want to isolate you. If they isolate you, they can set you up. But I understand how a lot of, you know, brothers or and sisters out there, they don't trust nobody because the program is so sadistic and sick and demented and just wicked that people are just so traumatized. And they've been hurt by so many people, strangers they don't even know, even family and friends and coworkers just turned against them and will do some of the most heartless things. It is beyond comprehension what people got to go through. But you can't isolate yourself. You can't allow this devil to harden your heart. You still got to have a level of compassion. And when the time comes, the Lord will give you that spirit to laugh at the wicked. But other than that, you know, you have to be better and above the hate. So that's pretty much it. And I just wanted to share this, you know, this information with you brothers and sisters out there. And you continue to stay strong. You continue to pray for others as you pray for yourself. Again, do not allow these people to isolate, you know, you. You got to get out there and, you know, experience life. You know, get out the house, get out your apartment, you know, go to the park, you know, go shopping, and don't worry about these people because the Lord will take care of them in time. The Lord's just allowing these people to rack up charges against them, and that way the Lord will, you know, have so much evidence on these people. And they'll be convicted, you know, spiritually, and they won't be able to get out of that judgment. You know, so get back into your God-given talents. You know, if you sing, if you play music, if you draw, whatever you have so far as the talents the Lord gave you, you know, use those gifts to glorify the Lord. You know, praise the Lord. whatever you do, and gifts, you know, because he gives everybody gifts, and we have to use them to praise him and glorify his name, because he is worthy to be praised, even in tribulation, and even in gladness and prosperity. I want to give all praises, glory, and honor to the Heavenly Father, Yahweh, in the name of his only begotten Son, HaMashiach, Yahweh Shai, who the world calls Jesus Christ. Shalom. Bless those that bless you. Forgive those that forgive you. Pray for those that despitefully use you. And pray for your enemies of your nation. Shalom.